Welcome back to the pod, Everything Everywhere on Mike episode. Don't even know. And Will Pesterita is your host. Does everyone want to introduce themselves today? We got three guests today.
Am I going first? All right. Yeah. I'm Jade. I don't go to High Point. And yeah, what am I supposed to say?
Second time appearance.
Oh yeah, I've been on here before talking about JWF fashions, designs, all the history exposing. I just fucked up the headphones. I couldn't hear shit. Exposing people. Yeah.
Justin, I've been on here
third time.
Three times.
Veteran.
Is it three?
Yeah, because remember we did the one with Jay and then we did another one together that Friday night.
Yeah, word.
Yep.
Three times.
Three time appearance. Guys, I really want Justin to make his own show. I really want it. I'm pushing him to do it. He's a busy man, but like, it would be so entertaining.
It would do really well.
That's why I'm investing in it.
My full career would be over.
You'd be like inside the mind of like all your friends, like inside the mind of this person, just
therapy sessions,
like that'd a Justin therapy.
No.
First guest, Jade.
All right. I was actually invited on another podcast by someone I met at work.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Look up, bud.
I have no fucking clue, but nice. I think it's going to be controversial as fuck, so I'm so ready to do it.
Right, see, if I wasn't in college soon, mine would be Rated R Superstar.
Superstar is the best thing I've ever
done. That's so true. Like, when you graduate, fucking run
it. Oh, yeah, dude. The comedy I could run on this podcast.
We completely missed our colorful commentator.
Who?
Introduce yourself, colorful commentator. You're like colorful the Chrissy Teigen of the show. You have your moments.
No. Oh, Sabrina was my first time on podcast.
Welcome
first
to
the Yeah,
do the little applause button.
Which one is it?
It's that one. It's the dark orange.
Clicking it.
It's not working.
Can you turn it down?
No, the soundboard sucks.
Wait, turn the first two up.
The first two.
Like,
these are mics, Justin.
No, look, down there. Those first two.
These?
No, next.
These?
No, next.
These.
Yeah, turn those up.
Yeah, whatever.
And now press it.
Oh,
Justin. Yeah, that's right! Pro! Shut the fuck up!
Yo, we gotta bring Nicki on the pod. Nicki Minaj, will you?
Oh, that's not.
Nicki Minaj.
This is a question I have. Oh, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna talk about the stingray in this state, actually.
What?
You guys never heard of the stingray? Alright, so there's a stingray
God.
In captivity.
Alright,
no.
Alright, so what
else?
Next! So, my
it's
question.
A stingray in captivity that got pregnant without any
okay,
males.
So, next topic.
That's not unnatural for stingrays.
Yeah, stingray Jesus.
Sure. Anyway.
I have a question to start.
Who's a question to?
What?
Who's a question to?
Everybody.
Okay.
Was college what you expected in high school? Like, when you picture this big, scary college, or, like, maybe big, fun, like, movie, lit party, like, was it what you expected in college so far, or for whoever's gone and whatever, how much time you've gone? Like, I guess an example would be, like, I expected it to be, like, all the time movie, like, freshman year, for example.
Freshman year was wild.
I expected it to be a little bit different, but they also said, like, oh, like, the high school kids would be like, or the teachers would be like, oh, that won't slide. Like, you do this, it won't slide in college. Like, that's not true. It's more relaxed in college for sure, I'd say, than high school. Less rules.
I don't really expect things going into things. I do not look in the future as much as I probably should. But the one thing I expected,
you
I would
have
say.
To know. You look in the future.
A little, but not as much as. Like, I probably should. The one thing I expected from it was for people to be more grown up. But we see.
Oh, 1,000%.
That would have been wrong very fast.
Oh, it was
God,
been
yeah.
wrong ASAP.
Even myself doesn't know.
Yeah,
no.
No,
I matured in high school for sure. You can have, like, people say that to me.
Like, no, there are people where I'm like, wow, this is high school 2.0 for you. So
That's a scary
the drama
thought.
Just doesn't go away. Yeah, for kids who are still in high school, like, just know it. The kids act, not everyone matures.
No, and that's terrifying because
it is.
Even
these are kids who are going to the workforce.
Even in the workforce, though, it's a never-ending cycle of high school. Basically, it's fucking horrible.
If I go to a workforce and there's kids adults complaining about trauma, I'm gonna quit my job. No, just be a blue-collar worker.
Imagine you're going to a doctor.
Because I know I do that all the time.
And your doctor asks you, like, your doctor asks you how you're doing.
They're all just trying to do the same thing for 5 minutes.
You're like, I'm good. Yeah, how are you?
They're not giving a crap about, Jimmy took a crap about me at the bar last night.
No, that's fair, but, like, a lot of blue-collar work, I don't know, it's hard to
explain. No, that's fair. I mean, I couldn't tell you because I'm not in blue-collar,
honestly. I don't
know. Yeah,
what are you two talking about?
I was saying, imagine you go to your doctor and they're like, "How are you?" And you're like, "I'm good." And you're like, "How are you?" And they start trauma dumping on you.
Okay, that happens in the workplace. I work a full time job at like a veterinary office,
let her go forward on this.
That's okay, but imagine you're going to your doctor. Like somebody, like you're going there for a reason. Nobody just goes to the doctor because, I wanted to, see how they're doing.
Oh, that's weird.
Or, like, imagine you're going there, like, bleeding out. And they're like, well, honestly, my kid just failed out of school.
Maybe not on the professional level.
You
want to
expand on that? Like,
kind of
like maybe tell a story about that. Like, so you work at, where do you work at?
I work at a veterinary office in Westchester.
That's cool. So you said there's a lot of, like, what, like pillow talk, maybe? Maybe that's not the right word.
Pillow talk. No, it's like, I work at a veterinary office with a majority women. We have one male doctor, and occasionally we have like one male high school intern.
Oh, that's cool.
And a lot of it reminds me a lot of high school, like the drama and stuff that goes down. And we have had a couple incidents in the past where we've had employees share personal business, whether it's their own or... Well, mostly just their own. We never really shared anything else. But, like, their own business clients. And, it's we've had clients that come there for, like, 20 years or something, so they're much closer. But, it's...
I feel like, like a hospital, I could see that being, because it's more like team-based, like, you are working together, right, in a sense, so that makes more sense, but if you're at, like, I don't know, like, some off cubicle office, and there's, like, Jimmy talk crap about Sally, like, about her kid, like, come on, dude, like, you're adults.
That would be
that's
ridiculous.
Embarrassing to me, at least in my opinion.
No, we have
that
too. We had a whole meeting last week about two people that just couldn't get along. They got pulled in with their boss, and my boss had a whole sit-down chat with them about professionalism and how to properly communicate with one another.
Really?
I mean, no one knows
how to
communicate anymore.
It was Target,
Justin, or Macy's?
Target. It was wild.
Target! What's that dude who goes with Target?
it was wild. Tim plays just... Yeah, they didn't get along at all, and it was blatantly obvious. So we had to have a little meeting about that. We also have this one employee who, like, has nothing to do with the conversation. Absolutely everybody forgets about him. It's the funniest shit ever. We're gonna come back for breaks. It's me and him, and we're, like, the two college kids, and... My boss pulled all the style employees into meeting, and she was like, I just want to thank Justin for coming back from college and helping us during, like, the season. And one of the other employees would be like, Cam's also here. And he's just standing there, and we're like, oh, shit, Cam does work here.
Yeah. Those kind of like part-time jobs. You ever have those coworkers who think they're like the boss and can like boss you around, but they have the same level of power as you do?
Even
if they've worked longer there, they still are the same. It doesn't matter if you work longer than somebody. You're the same position, you can't boss other people around.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing I'm dealing with. Like, I just got promoted to manager at my job.
Really?
Yeah, and I've been there since August. and there's another employee there that's been there for 2 years. And she's, ever since I got promoted, she's been very, like, backhanded.
She's salty, man.
Yeah, she's really salty about it, and she's been backhanded and, like, doing shit to undermine me and my other co-manager. And it's just, like, petty bullshit yeah. all the time. Yo, I hear your rings tapping, boy.
I know.
One's in the chat. Justin should get nipple piercing.
True.
Oh my gosh. What's the song?
You know,
Whistle by Flo Rida?
Yo!
I know it has zero contact with nipple piercing, but it's the whistling sound, you know?
The amount of times people have told me, you should get... Also, can we talk about how weird, like, it is to tell somebody you should get nipple piercings? Because, we're friends, so that's okay. But I was fully having a conversation with somebody who I was, like, classmates with, so you know that weird, like, we're friends in class but nothing more.
Yeah,
don't know to my side.
And they fully were like, you know, you could probably rock nipple piercings.
Whoa.
And I was like, okay, compliment, thank you. But at the same time, who the fuck do you just look at and you're like,
that's kind of weird.
Yeah, you'd rock some nipple piercings, babes. Like, oh, like, are you looking at my nipples and be like, yeah, you do some great with some piercings on those. Like, how does that come up?
That's also the thing, like, with nipple piercings in general. Not, who the fuck's seeing that? Especially for women.
No, girls with nipple piercings wear tight shirts on purpose.
I know, but like, why? You know, I don't,
because if you got them, show them off.
I mean,
shit,
fair.
I would.
Fair, but like.
Shit, I do.
First of all, it sounds painful as fuck. Also, like, if you're wearing a bra after that. After
you don't wear bras after that.
I know,
that.
But like I couldn't.
You purposely try to show them off. Like, I've never seen a girl with nipple piercings who wears a bra after having them.
That's so true, but like, we were talking about like high school before and how people get out of that mentality sometimes. I remember in high school, people would comment on whether they could see a girl's nipple or they weren't wearing a bra all the time.
No, if you get nipple piercing.
What? Sorry, I'm sorry.
Like,
what?
If you're doing, like, if you're like chest to chest, if you stab someone with a piercing.
I mean, it depends on the piercing. Most of them are just like kind of
balls,
or like a septum piercing, how it's like a little like bowl. Like,
oh, you know, I would say they're usually the bar with the little like the balls on the end of them.
Those too. I see at school are like a little like.
Oh really?
The horseshoe.
I see the opposite.
Interesting.
Wow.
But yeah, I knew a girl in college that had a piercing right through the top of her nose. She had to have it surgically removed.
Surgically?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why surgeon? I know people have had ear piercings.
It's right through the bone.
Fuck that.
So your bone grows, because it's right on top of the, like, the, I don't know what it's called. I wish
the
I
bridge.
Knew the name.
Yeah, the
bridge piercing.
People with eyebrow piercings also, like, I
there's
feel
a
like,
thing called
okay.
eyebrow?
There's an eyebrow piercing.
Okay, I fully have thought about it multiple times. I feel like I could rock an eyebrow piercing.
Honestly, I've gone over some other things.
I think you should get
like right here. I feel like, I don't know if I could pull that one off, but
you
I feel like I could definitely pull off like an eyebrow piercing right here, like the bar.
No, sir, I could see that.
Yo, Cardi has those.
No, she's not. Oh!
Like Playboy. Yeah, he has some like, maybe on the side of his head.
Would you guys ever get your tongue split?
God, no.
Like, you know that?
I don't have a butt tongue, so.
Yeah, but like, have you ever seen those? Like,
yeah,
the
that's terrifying.
What if someone offered you $1 million? Would you do it?
I'd do
a lot. Easily for $1 million.
For $1 million?
For $1 million?
No,
yeah.
Because you know what? Your tongue is like one of the biggest ones that end up like killing people. Like,
yeah, he isn't like there.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He has the cheek ones. Cardi B has them, like two.
You can get piercings anywhere.
Yeah.
You can get piercings right here on your hand.
You just get them implanted at this point.
Would you get a foot piercing?
Is that a thing?
Where does that
come from? I just made that up.
I was like, what is that?
Oh, no, you fully could.
You probably, oh.
I mean, the amount of different body modifications that you can
I've thought about
people
getting.
Sharpen their teeth and,
what is
like, cut their tongues.
Tiger or something?
Bro, yes,
yeah.
It's a girl. Wait, no, okay.
People have horns implanted on
after
their
you
like,
left,
forehead.
After you left.
They identify as a Target?
There
I
was this girl, I'll never forget, there was this girl, Lauren, and we're
sorry,
in Target, freshman year, and she went to Target, and she asked the coworker, she asked, like, one of the workers at Target, and she's like, you guys have files? And immediately, I'm like, oh, interesting. So I'm listening anymore. And she goes, like, what type of file? And she goes, like, I want to file down my teeth. And I was like,
uh-uh.
Oh, no. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
No, I could not.
She wanted to be a vampire.
A vamp?
Like, fully, like.
Oh, so, like, file down, like, the canine.
Like, fully wanted to be a vampire, like, committed.
I fuck
with that. That's what I fuck with that? Is that what you said?
I think that looks sick.
You would.
I would never do it to myself. But, like, people who have them naturally. It looks sick.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Naturally, that. Yes. Yeah, like, when you have those naturally sharp canines,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's
bite me. Bite me. Like, literally.
It's a different type of Vampire Diaries fantasy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
No. Sharp? Like, what are they, sharp?
So technically your canines are, like, the pointed.
Is it noticeably, like, sharp?
It doesn't look fake, but it's like genuinely, like, sharper.
What's this?
And they just happen to fall a little.
It's just your sharp,
I mean, my canine teeth. Kinda.
No, you fully.
I have.
Yeah.
Will.
Look.
That. Like,
well,
they
that's
like
fine.
Have that.
Yeah,
sharper, but it's not, like, exaggerated.
Yeah.
The dog came up.
Yo, not a dog, bro.
Really?
Yeah, no, Winston looks freaking sick.
With what?
Winston, my brother, he has canines that fall a little lower, and they're, like, a little sharper, and they don't start, like, the sharp.
They don't start till, like, the end of the teeth.
Yeah, until the end of the teeth. So it looks like vampire teeth, and he convinced me when I was younger that he was a vampire, and it freaked me the fuck out.
Somebody was convinced that was
a
gnome.
I kind of have it. No, you do have it. You have, like, if yours was, like, a little more pointed at the end, you'd basically be a vampire.
Yeah. Alright, we want to run some,
thanks, I think. I don't know.
I think we should run some Would You Rather in this segment.
Oh, I'm down.
Wait, what was that game that we played last time where we just come up with a word and we have to do the answer? That was wild. That was intense.
But that got out. I'd be done.
So the first one is...
Wait, who is it to? I feel like everybody. You should have to direct them.
I mean, we can if you want.
I feel like directing them is more funny.
Yeah. Put them on the spot.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll say Jay for this one. We'd rather drown to death in the water. No, I'm reading this off a site.
Yeah, he's reading it.
Drown to death in the ocean or drown to death in lava. I mean, you're dead.
Lava's quick. If you're drowning, you're...
Lava's quick. You're done right away.
Yeah, that's true.
Ocean's going to be a little longer, bro. Right?
Yeah, but drowning means it's in your throat. That means you're burning from the inside out.
Well, it says burn to death, not drown, so if we...
It does say burn them down.
Ooh.
Correct that. Honestly, the lava would be quicker but more painful.
Huh?
Imagine.
You won't know though. You'll just be dead.
As somebody who's recently choked, I would rather go with the water than fucking lava.
Yeah, no, but water is taking 10 minutes. It takes you 10 minutes to drown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would do that.
No, it takes you 10 minutes to drown. Lava, you would.
Crisp.
Well, as soon as you hit that, you're dead.
You're freaking chicken on a stick.
It's instantaneous, so it's really, do you want to suffer
on
for
stick
the last
is wild.
Do you want to suffer for the last 10 minutes of your life, or do you want to just be done?
I'm taking my chances with the water, but it's your question, so.
Honestly, even as I say that, I would do the ocean because I'm a scuba diver, and I love the ocean more than burning to death.
You should love.
No, I would say ocean because, you know.
Oh, wow.
So as I'd be drowning, I'd just look at the fish.
54% say the ocean, 46% All right, Justin.
Oh, boy.
Would you rather scream loudly while you're asleep or be blind and deaf for the first 30 minutes after waking up?
Oh, screaming in my sleep.
Yeah.
Because, let's see. Hear me out.
Justin?
No. Why are you screaming, though?
No, because I've fully woken myself up once. I shit you not. It's funny now, but it was weird as hell. I had this intense dream. Like, it was bad. I was in my feelings.
Oh, shit.
And I was in a hotel room with my parents, and I woke up screaming, help! And they're like, what? And I was like, I'm so sorry. I was dreaming. If I'm screaming in my sleep, I'm inconveniencing
blind
other
and deaf
people.
For the first
That's
third.
Okay.
That's easy, bro. What do you want to be blind and deaf?
I like my sight.
Yeah. So Justin goes with
I
that.
I like my sight. I can inconvenience other
what?
People.
What?
Holy shit, you're so out of range on that.
69% of the deaf.
This is a great one for you.
69% of people are stupid.
Now you'll
see, you'll see. Be a vampire or be a werewolf.
Okay, I'm just going to say vampire because
Vamp?
I don't really fuck with shape-shifting things. It makes me uncomfortable. So, in the most polite way, vampire.
like she's gonna...
58% agree with you and 42% disagree.
Alright,
so this is mine. So have your back cracked by a chiropractor, have your mind explored by a psychic to uncover your deepest thoughts and emotions.
Oh, that was
fun. Bro, that's easy.
That's so easy.
The psychic, easy. I'm not getting...
100%. Let somebody dig up in that shit. I guarantee you they're coming out worse than
that
I am.
That makes me so uncomfortable seeing those videos. Like those people.
Okay, hear me out. That is the one doctor
you
that you're good. Literally like, is not a legit doctor.
You know what they're doing
exactly.
That for.
Exactly.
No. But have you ever wanted to crack your backs for days at a time?
No, I can do it on my own. Yeah.
It's a machine gun.
I can do that on my own. Give me a doorway and I'm set. I'm not letting somebody break my back.
I was going to say machine gun.
So
you would not let a certified medical professional crack your back?
You barely have to be certified to be a chiropractor. That's the BS shit I've ever heard. I would love.
You go to school?
Let me tell you, I would love to be a chiropractor because that is the best job ever. You trick people into the believing the most stupid shit is going to come out of
Justin,
it. Yeah, I'm going to break your back and you're going to be fucking
pissed
off
at this. I love how the two men right here are saying, no, I wouldn't let that.
52% agree with us, Justin. We got the favorite.
Yeah, that's right.
What were you going to say? No, I just feel like two men wouldn't go to a chiropractor. I think it's because they're men and toxic masculinity. Anyway, what's mine?
I wouldn't let anybody crack my back. I'm superstitious.
If I recall something in the room earlier, Jade did crack your back.
When?
Whoa.
When Jade rolled over you.
So I'm basically your
girlfriend. Yes, she did that. But it wasn't on purpose.
It'll be $50. I also
let a psychic go into my mind. You find that shit that's wrong with me. Go ahead.
You want to have your deepest, darkest traumas exposed to some random ass bitch?
I know them already.
You think a psychic... Okay, so
no,
we can,
but the psychic
no.
is funny. I can no. laugh at the psychic. If the chiropractor messes up, I'm walking around like Helen Keller for the rest of my life. If the psychic messes up, at least I can be like, hey girl, you're wrong.
Okay, so you would want the results of your whatever psychic...
Yeah. Justin, you're up.
I know.
Be single for life. Have a partner that acts like a child.
What?
Single. Easy.
Yeah, no, that's
you
want
to explain on that one?
Been there, done that, not doing it again.
Let's see if people agree with you. Oh, 50-50.
Ooh,
that's
close.
Stupid because that's lonely people right there. Because if you've ever been with somebody, even if they're just a friend, and you can't have, like, if you can't have a legit conversation with somebody.
Do that one.
What are you saying?
If you can have a legit conversation with somebody, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking, like, if that, you would have to be date someone like Rosie for that. That's obvious.
I could not smash the pass button faster. I could not.
Sorry, Rosie, if you're listening to this, but it did say someone who acts like a child. And I think we can all admit
heavy on the pass.
Have infinite knowledge or be what?
Omnipotent, so you can see the future, basically.
See
like,
the future?
Like how God knows...
I'd be famous.
No, but how like God knows things, that means he's an omnipotent God.
So I know if like COVID is gonna
happen. Yeah, you'd like be able to not like see the future like vision kind of,
but know
what's going to happen.
Like infinite knowledge, like I could be godly in any conversation and just know anything. That's tough.
Like you wouldn't know what happens next,
high key.
But you know everything.
There's
I
come up with this recently. The genius that I am. The best way to end the conversation that you're losing. Easy. So let's pretend me and Jade are in an argument, right? And
so
I've come to the conclusion that I'm 100% wrong and losing.
You know, it's like one of those ones where you're like,
no,
you don't want to admit it.
Simply, and I swear to God, I've done this already. It works. Every time, let the person keep going until they're like just about ready to lose their shit and go as calmly as you can, look them in the eye and be like, hey, can I tell you something? I knew you were right the whole time. I just wanted to see how long you could argue with me. When I tell you that will when I tell you that shit will either end with them punching you in the face or or being like, I hate you, why'd you waste my time? Either way, you win. Like,
that's honestly
the way of thinking about it.
It has been the funniest shit seeing people's reaction to that, where they're like,
oh, I've
been
try that.
Arguing over
or just being like, I just wanted to play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
People hate when you say devil's advocate. All of a sudden, it's like a
war. Best thing ever.
It's like a huge trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just
devil's advocate. Why do you have to be like that?
Yeah, why does everyone have to play devil's advocate all the time?
Just like fucking agree with me because I'm a sensitive little bitch. Anyway.
Next question.
Who agrees, who disagrees?
Infinite knowledge gets the higher vote.
Become a god, but with no powers and be loved. Become Satan with all powers and be hated.
I'm not answering that. Because
I'm not answering that either. I don't want to get canceled.
I'll get canceled. I'll be Satan because I'm a powerful bitch, and you know I don't really care about people's opinion of me.
We all know how my answer is. So.
Yeah,
Justin, we know what not to say.
No, we know what my answer is. I don't need to
say. We don't need to do that. Get canceled.
I think that's a fair giveaway of what his answer is.
My answer is, I mean,
but like, honestly, I'd rather be Satan with powers and be hated because honestly, even if you're a god, someone's going to hate you at some point.
Also, your power doesn't.
You can't be all loved. You can't be all hated.
Your power doesn't define what you do.
Exactly.
You can do whatever you want with your power.
Yeah, power and how you're viewed by other people do not define who you are as a person.
You could be a great leader and be.
Exactly. Like, it doesn't define who you are as a person. Therefore, if you're hated by whoever, that doesn't define who you are. It's just how other people view you.
Lose Wi-Fi for a year. So think about GWF. Or prices go up by 20% for you for a year. So prices for, like, clothes.
Lose
gas,
Wi-Fi. I can go without my phone and without electronics. So fast, so easily. I think about it every.
I respect that.
If it weren't for my brand, I would not be on social media.
If it wasn't for this, I would not also be on social media. I agree with you on that.
I love, like,
there'd just be no
one of my core memories is over the summer when I was younger. I would go to sleep by camp and we couldn't have our phones.
Me too.
Best
take my iPad.
Thing. I also don't like people enough to want to talk to them 24/7. I'd be going on long breaks of not answering texts, calls, anything.
She has happy relationships on.
Oh, screw that. I don't even look at anybody's story. Like, I can go on long periods without conversating with anybody and be fine. So, take my Wi-Fi, please.
Yeah, also, the thing is, like, everybody's so caught up in that shit that. Damn, I'm surprised.
That's a lie.
I'm honestly surprised it's that close.
You know, I don't think since I've had a phone, I've ever been without my phone.
It's honestly so much better to go without your phone.
I went like two.
First it started with like custody. So
fair.
So like I really so it's like more of that. But like when I was younger, like I never was on it. But like I have it on me at all times. And now that I've gotten older, it's become such a crutch in my life.
No, fair. I went without my phone for 9 months and it's the greatest time of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you say some of the things you learned about yourself?
I mean,
or learned in general, maybe.
I wasn't so caught up on everyone else's lives. I could actually
focus.
Didn't
care about.
Yeah,
that.
I didn't care, and I could focus on my own. I feel like you scroll through Instagram, you look at everyone else's lives, and you want to do what they're doing or be who they are. But if you don't have that external kind of view of how your life is going versus theirs, you just are living how you want to live. There's no pressure on you have to be a certain way or you have to do a certain thing to get the likes and be cool and popular. Because honestly, it's all bullshit.
I have to say, I'm pretty, I guess, lucky in the way that I've never really kept, I mean, it's not a good thing, but I've never really kept up with other people's lives.
No, that's fair.
Like, you can fully attest to that.
Yeah.
They're, like, I really could not tell you. Like, I know people who can tell you, like, the last thing that some certain people have posted and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't be keeping up with anybody. Heck, I barely keep up with my own life. If it weren't, like, again, if it weren't for my brand and trying to, you know, make it and find that post or that reel or something that makes it big and it strikes a chord with a lot of people, I really wouldn't be on social media. I use social media for myself just to express myself and just to have those memories there in a permanent place.
If we didn't live in a society where you had to be posting stuff for that, and the way that other people could see it, in my podcast, the way people could see your brand, my
stuff. If I could go out to a market,
I would delete everything.
If I could go out to a market and just start selling my clothes, I would do it so fast. And delete Instagram.
Instagram's horrible.
If there was
strictly be using it to look at memes.
But this is the way you can.
I couldn't tell you the last person's actual Instagram post about their life that I've liked or looked at. I fully use it. At this point, social media is strictly for business, and then I be posting when I'm bored.
Sometimes I do that.
Or when I want to see if my parents are, following my social media. I be putting in some things that
are
like...
Your parents in your private school?
They were for a hot second.
why?
Okay, so, I don't know, I have a really great relationship with my parents. There's a lot of times you see these wildly inappropriate relationships where parents and kids are best friends. That's not me and my parents, but we have a open kind of trust. And every now and then, I'll put them on it, strictly so that we keep that trust open that they know
keep in touch.
But no, I have my private stories that are not with them, and they're not all my story. Sometimes I'd be blocking them from it because I'm they don't need to see that. But no, if I want to post something that I know might make them laugh, I'll add them for that 24 hours.
That's fair.
That I know it's gonna make them laugh, and then take them off. they don't know the difference between a regular story and a private story.
What is this shit?
Yeah, but
so I want to get your parents on the podcast, or at least maybe your dad.
My parents are chill.
That would be awesome. It's my first time I'm ever talking to your dad.
Me and my dad are a wild
couple. Oh my god, there's so much. I actually ran into his dad in the supermarket when I was back in New York, a couple of weeks ago.
It's so funny. Me and my dad are opposite.
Oh,
and me and my mom are super similar, and we butt heads all the time, but
I hope you want to see that. Me and Justin is dad on the pod.
Me and Mr. Right.
Inside the mind of Mr.
Justin, J, and Will. Fucking are on it. JJ Dubs.
Nah, because I'd be getting on him for not buying me matching shoes.
Oh my god, I'd be so. Now that I have it on the spot.
No, for real, because.
No, but the way you steal each other's clothes, that really.
I be wearing my dad's clothes all the time. Yeah. He's got style. I have to say, when credit where credit's due, he's one of my biggest inspirations. But no, I used to steal his shoes, but now my shoe size is bigger, so I can't do it anymore.
Mm.
And it's depressing because you can afford good shoes, I can't.
The one story you saw in the last episode when he was pranking you, I know you guys would have so many stories to let me know about.
That shit pisses me off every time I think about it. There was no need for it.
That was a good story.
I'll be so honest. I don't tell people this often because then people will be like, oh, you're rich, but I'm really not. My parents don't let me work, so they do send me an allowance. Because I told them, I was like, I work all the time when I'm at home. Really? Jaden was like,
yeah, no.
From 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. almost every day I'm working. And so I told him, I was like, I can't go to, I've gotten used to that. I can't go to school and not have money. So I'm lucky enough where they do, give me a small allowance. And because it's Bank of America, you can send a little message with it. Mm-hmm. And every week my dad's weekly extortion payments.
It's
a new message, guilt trip money. It's a new message every week.
Subscription renewal.
No, God. On my birthday, it was subscription.
the Justin Reed stock.
Yeah. Oh, I love my dad. That's my man.
Imagine it turns into questions. When are you paying me back?
No, because
are you rich yet?
I feel like you just go between those two, just going out. That's why
my dad tells me he's like, when you make it, he's like, you owe me this, and this shoe, and I'm like, maybe. We got our biggest words right now are about shoes.
Fair. That's why when you called him earlier and I was like, I'm gonna steal it.
Yeah, you're like, I'm gonna steal your shoes. Because
I said, when I saw him in the supermarket, he was like, oh, you better make sure, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I forget how we got on it. But eventually I was like, if I mess up and you try and come after me, I'm gonna steal all your shoes.
He knows I'm trouble. He's fully aware.
He's very aware.
He's well aware.
But I'm gonna find out where the vault is and get the shoes.
If you find out where that is before me, my dad has this vault of shoes, basically.
You told me about that.
Yeah.
Imagine it's not real.
No, I'm like 90% sure it's not, but at the same time, he'd be pulling out shoes out of nowhere. And I'm like, where did these come from?
He's wearing different shoes like frequently.
He's
got himself a collection. Okay.
There's a place somewhere where shoes are being stored that I came home from break, and I don't know if it, I don't know how to describe the feeling that came over me, but imagine this shit. I come home, and I'm an only child, mind you. We have my parents' room, my room, living room, kitchen, and an office, and a garage. Why are they storing shit in my room? I came in, and I was like,
That's so fair.
But none of it was mine.
Yeah.
He uses my room. Okay, I have 8 siblings.
Wow.
A little different.
So, no one's room is just their room.
Right, that makes sense.
Everybody's room is everyone's room.
What is it like having
this? Like, what is it like? It's, you always have someone to hang out with.
That's cool.
Whether you want to or not. There's always
somebody.
I was going
to say, it's like where they are, like, I don't know, like, yeah. There's no way there's 8 different, in any house, there would be 8 different people in 8 different rooms. Like,
We range from, well, for a majority of my life, I shared a room.
Yeah.
Like, I'm part of the youngest group, so
okay.
It's like,
oh, okay.
I
so
finally
people,
got my
some
own
room. Somebody moved out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We range from 17, 18 to 32.
Oh, wow.
So we have a big age range, but it's...
That's awesome.
Yeah, no one's room is anyone's room. Everyone's closet
is
on
those weddings
room.
Are
going to
be ragers. Those weddings are going to be ragers.
Yeah, we have one coming up. We're really excited.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, where's my plus one? Always, like, a year and a half,
yeah.
So.
We got time.
Well, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Just out of pure curiosity, what made you want to start the podcast?
I mean, that's a good question. I've always been into, like, I've been always told I'm a big talker. Like, I'm shy. Like, most people know me shy, but around my friends, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have told me, like, you should start a podcast. I started one in high school. It was, like, a sport-related one. It never really lasted. So I've been doing it for a while.
Right.
And I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't know, what to do with this podcast. Like, I could have, like, a podcast about, like, random things. But I was like, how about I just have a podcast that isn't about anything specific. It could be different each episode.
Right.
Which people don't like, but I did it anyways.
Those are my favorite podcasts. I love some of those shows, especially different perspectives.
Right, it's not like one podcast is like, oh, sport, this episode, sport, about sports, or like,
okay.
About nature, this episode, nature. You gotta change it up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you're on the right track.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
What sports did you do when you did that?
I did one that was, like, all of them, like, football, basketball, hockey, baseball, and I did one was basketball. My other friend Tristan, shout out Tristan, I actually had him on the podcast. He talked about his, like, music career and stuff.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, that's how it is, and then here we are. So, we'll see what it leads to.
Can I also just say you have a great voice for podcasts.
Oh, thank you. That actually
is awesome.
No, for real, wild.
Thank you
very
much.
It's, like, very, like, not only is it, like, clear, but it's, like, low and, like, steady voice.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
that. It's really good for podcasts. I'm sorry, that was an earlier thing.
No, that means a lot. I actually appreciate that. But that kind of, like, hyped me up a little bit.
Yeah, no, you have a really, like, it fits perfectly.
No, I appreciate it.
Of course.
This is a good episode. So we're about, like, the 50-minute mark, so we're going to end it up. Any last words from anyone? Does anyone want to plug anything? You can plug anything if you want.
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't
Yo, I got nothing in my life. I'm.
I just want to plug my music career.
I do not have music career. Any shoots coming up you want to plug it?
I mean,
new
yeah, movie. We do have new stuff coming out. JWF News. Yeah, on Instagram.
What's the new Channel 4 specifically?
Easy. It's for an upcoming release. It's not much that I can say about it, as I might get
confidential
by Sarah, my manager.
Guys, he's doing a giveaway. He's picking out a fan to fly. You get to stay with Justin in the dorm room for a week.
Oh!
Stay Justin's full
you get free JWF clothes. You get a whole...
Oh, wow!
I just announced it as...
brand deal.
Also Sarah, too, if
heard
you want.
It.
Sarah would have murdered you.
Oh, she's probably heard this through the waves.
I'm
going to
send this clip to her.
Yeah.
I'll make a group chat with her and Justin. I'm going to send this clip. So, yeah, giveaway. Okay. And look out for that. But yeah, I appreciate it.
Just enter the raffle in 2 days' time, yeah. You know.
Then you get to be in a shoot as a full model, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh wow.
You
really?
Wear what you wear.
Oh, wow. We're really just giving.
We'll be picking the winner on March 26th, which is Justin's birthday. So. Oh, it'll be a
real gift for him.
It's getting better and better.
Better is a wild word, Jordan.
Better for other people, not for you. That's not... you're not the point.
The way that there are three people who are fully, like, axed, canceled, blacklisted from JWF shoots.
That is true.
Yo, drop the names, expose them.
Good day.
In the first episode of the Justin and Jade show, he will do that. Finally come out with the show.
Yeah, no, fair.
We're hopefully I'll be the first guest.
We're going to talk about so much shit, and I'm going to talk
it's
about
gonna be
Formula 1.
Too.
Lewis Hamilton is moving to Ferrari.
It's big news.
Honestly, that's my entire focus of life right now.
And I will be drunk drinking mimosas.
It'll be a drunk only podcast.
Oh, so true. We're not gonna be sober for
you. But drink on the podcast. Oh, dude, you got
that was a solid high five.
Was it? I really couldn't hear it.
I think we ended that. That was a good high.
Right. Great.
Oh. Oh, that was solid.
Jeez.
Yo, adios.
Thank you so much for that, Will.